welcome to Comic Talk Today for Friday, June 22nd, 2018. And today I was going to premiere the top five, the first top five after my announcement. I've decided to push that back to tomorrow because there is some sort of breaking news that's got a lot of people talking about it. And that news is the fact that DC has made an exclusive deal with Walmart to release new comics. Now, some of you may remember that we've seen this kind of thing before from Walmart. Some of you may not remember, and I'll talk about that here in a few minutes. But DC is going to be selling exclusively at Walmart 100-page giants for $4.99. Now, I want to get some things clear before we get there. These are not typical comics that we were buying at a local comic shop. These are actually cheaper quality paper. Because these books are 100 pages and only priced at $4.99, they are going to be in non-glossy paper. Now, from my understanding, it's not newsprint paper, so it's not the quality paper that you get at Alterna. This is just a non-glossy paper. I'm assuming the same kind of thickness as glossy paper that they use on their comics. With that said, there's some issues. We're not going to talk about that today. I'll talk about that next Tuesday when I do the news. But I think this is a pretty interesting initiative. There are a couple of books announced, so let me go through those. The first one up is the Superman Giant number 1. This is going to be, well, first off, a two-part story written by Jim Palmiotti with art by Tom Dinerick, who worked with him on Harley Quinn. And this is a Daily Planet sends Clark Kent to Tornado Alley to do a story on the area. But when the storm hits, it turns out the mild-mannered reporter is more helpful as Superman. Okay, that's cool. On top of that, these 100-page giants will have reprints. So an original story and then reprints of certain DC books. So the Superman book is going to have the Terrifics number 1, which just came out. Fantastic issue. Green Lantern number 1 from 2005. This would be Geoff Johns and Ethan Van Sciver. A reprint of Superman Batman number 1 from 2003, which is Jeff Loeb and Ed McGuinness. From there, there's going to be recurring stories. Come September, so these are coming out next month in July. Come September with Superman Giant number 3, Tom King, who is currently writing Batman over at DC, if you hadn't heard, he will be writing a Superman story. And this is going to be a 12-part story with Tom King writing. Pretty interesting choice. I look forward to reading that, actually. The next book up is Teen Titans Giant number 1. This is going to house a 6-part original story written by Dan Jurgens with art by Scott Eaton, Wayne Falker, and Jim Karolimpidis. And it's going to introduce a new villain called Disruptor. It's going to have Hive in it. Sounds pretty cool. The backup stories for that are going to be Super Sons number 1. Fantastic book. That's Peter Tomasi and Jorge Jimenez. Sideways number 1. Interesting choice. I like that book. And Teen Titans number 1 from 2003, which is Geoff Johns, Mike McCone, and a pretty interesting book as well. That's still going on. The next one up is Batman Giant number 1. This is going to be Jim Palmiotti, again, writing with art by Patrick Surcher, which I'm really digging this art team, by the way. Palmiotti and Surcher. There's some preview pages that came out. It looks really good. Really, really good. Batman is the world's greatest detective, but what happens when the trail in his newest case leads him back to a place from his past that he never expected to revisit? Okay, I'm in, Palmiotti. Sign me up. The Batman Giant will include a reprint of Batman 608. This is, of course, the first issue of Batman Hush by Jeff Loeb and Jim Lee. Nightwing number 1 from 2011. That's the New 52. Kyle Higgins and Eddie Burroughs. Oh, God, I love Eddie Burroughs' art. That's great. Harley Quinn number 1 from 2011. Also New 52 book. By Jimmy Palmiotti and Amanda Connor. Starting with Batman Giant number 3 in September, the man himself, Brian Michael Bendis, who apparently works for DC, I hadn't heard. This must be a new thing. He will be doing a 12-part story called Universe. Batman's running with the Riddler leads the Caped Crusader into the mystery that spans the globe. I'm actually really excited for that. This is the one that I'm most excited about. I'm looking forward to seeing how Tom handles Superman, because I think he's done a Superman story in the past in Action 1000, and I really liked it. But Batman is the one that I'm really looking forward to. I want to see how this goes. That'll be a 12-part story starting with Batman Giant number 3 in September. Finally, we have Justice League of America Giant number 1. This will be a Wonder Woman-centric story called The Conversion. It's written by Tim Seeley with art by Rick Leonardo and Steve Buccellato. And it's just a one-shot issue where Wonder Woman faces Ares. And that will include Justice League number 1 from 2011, The Flash number 1 from 2011, Aquaman number 1 from 2011. Issue 2 will have also a self-contained story called Mother's Day. It's a standalone story where Wonder Woman returns to Paradise Island for the first time since her exile, only to find the Amazons have been abducted by Echidna, the mythological mother of beasts. And then starting with issue 3, there will be a 12-part Wonder Woman story written by Amanda Conner and Jim Palmiotti called Come Back to Me, where Steve Trevor's plane crashes on an island outside of time, and it's up to Wonder Woman to rescue him from the mysterious land. Really interesting. I like these titles. I don't really care so much about the reprint material. In fact, I care the least about the reprint material because the majority of these books that are being reprinted are from a bygone era and books that I already own. So it looks like the majority of them are going to be New 52 reprints. I'm assuming once these books get going, we're going to see a lot more stuff. Probably not Rebirth stuff, I would think, at least not for a while. I do like the fact that they're mixing in some of the New Age of Heroes titles in Terrifics and Sideways. I hope that they mix some of the other books in there as well as the series moves forward, if this is successful. Now, I've seen a lot of commentary online already about this thing. There's some retailers that are really pissed off about it. Understandably, always happens. There's some fans that are kind of pissed off. A lot of fans that are not pissed off and, in fact, very excited. I, in fact, tweeted earlier today that I might need to end my boycott on Walmart. If you want to learn more about my Walmart boycott, you can go listen to the Nerdy Legion podcast. I've talked about it many times. I refuse to shop at Walmart. But I do want these books. And the thing is, these books will not be available through ordering from a local comic shop. And that's part of the reason why some of these guys are upset, understandably. The only way you'll be able to get them is through Walmart. Now, this is an exclusive deal. What I haven't seen any details on is how exclusive this detail is. So, will these books only be ever available at Walmart, number one? Will we have a digital counterpart to this at any point in time, is number two. And number three, if the exclusivity deal is not forever, what's the time frame? So will shops be able to order these in, say, 6 months down the line? 3 months even down the line? I think that could be interesting because a lot of these 12-part stories are kicking off with issue 3, so it'll be interesting to see if shops can start ordering these in September. And yes, they'll be a couple months behind on Walmart, but at least they'll be able to get them. No word on that, and I would love to see that, and I want to know what the digital strategy is because a lot of the books that I get right now are purchased digitally. It's just so much easier. And I don't mind going to Walmart, I guess. I mean, it's literally down the street. It's like a mile down the street. So I could drive by there and pick these up and go do something else. I don't know how the price point bids for me. Now, I understand 100 pages for $4.99 is fantastic. And I think this will be a great deal for people that don't have these books. But for myself, that already own the majority of these, I don't know if I want to pay $4.99 for a new 12-page story. And I think from what's been said, most of these are about 12 to 16 pages long, the new original stories. So it doesn't include any back matter or the reprinted material that's going to be on there. However, it's interesting. And I'm trying to figure out how Walmart will place these. Because part of the problem is Walmart is very particular about the contract negotiations that they have on any products that they sell at the store. In fact, they're so particular that the deal always favors Walmart. Absolutely. My assumption is because these are being placed at Walmart, and I'm not sure how Walmarts are around the country, so it could be different in different parts of the country. I know from the Walmarts I've seen in my state, the majority of the publication section is kind of a mess. Not all of it, right? So some of the books don't ever get touched, right? They have some books, they used to have graphic novels, I'll get to that, mostly magazines. And a lot of times they're like ripped or they've been bent because they've been reading. Sometimes I'll see stuff over in the collectible section, and that section's always a mess because kids are in there looking for like Yu-Gi-Oh cards or Pokemon cards or Magic cards or whatever the hell else is in there. I think this would probably work best not in the newsstand section, which is generally over by electronics, but up at the front in the collectible section. So DC has done this in the past before, and I want to talk about that a little bit. Because there's been outrage from many people over the years, and these programs have never worked out. So in 2016, DC actually had a deal with Walmart where they had three packs of comics. Okay, this is 2016, remember that. They had three packs of comics, they were $5, and a lot of times there were number one issues, like Harley Quinn, Batman was in there. I'm trying to think what else, maybe like Justice League or something else, Scooby-Doo team up, stuff like that. And they were placed in the collectible section immediately above the pop figures. I think that's probably the best place to put these things. The problem is, from all the Walmarts that I've seen it, this section is almost like a half aisle, a very small aisle. It's up at the front, and so you kind of have to go between registers to get to that section, and I don't know how well that works. I remember back in the day, they used to have a collectible section, and it was actually like a little cubby hole in the middle of the register area. It seems like that's gone away. They've just kind of gone to this half aisle thing. I'm assuming they still sell a good chunk of stuff there because the section still remains. Although, like I said before, a lot of times the section is a mess, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me because it being by the registers, there's always somebody in the general area of the collectible section. So I would think they would want to keep that area tidy. But maybe not. I don't work for Walmart. I don't know how they work. Maybe they just don't have the labor for that. That's fine. But if that's the case, I don't know if I would want to buy a comic in a place that doesn't take care of the product. Okay? And I'm not talking about in general, right? I'm sure a lot of Walmarts are very nice. Mine is actually fairly decent from what I remember. And again, I haven't been there for months. But, you know, this collectible section is always kind of a mess. And again, it's very small. Now, the deal is great at $4.99. So I'm not sure how this will appeal to people like us, real hardcore comic fans. Now, I think some of you are already saying, and I've seen it already, you know, great deal. I'm glad to see Walmart having these books. It's going to create a lot of exposure for people. Hopefully they'll get into a comic shop. That last part I don't necessarily agree with, right? Because we've seen these kind of deals before. Again, we had the three-pack for $5. They were polybagged. You didn't know what you got either, right? It was like one of those mystery boxes, a mystery bag of comics. So you get three comics for $5. You knew what what one was because you saw the cover, but the other two were hidden behind it. And this has been something that's been done with comics for years. In fact, I still see like, what was the last one that I saw? I think it was like Witchblade number one and Darkness number one or something. Like there were some image bag comics that I've seen in a couple of places where they had magazines for sale. And like you knew what you got there because they told you. But, you know, they were like $3 for like three comics or whatever it is. And they were all old comics, 20 years old, 15, 20 years old. And, I never picked up any of them because the stuff that I usually found on there, I had. Same with these 3 for $5 things. I never picked any of them up because I already had them. But I'm sure that there were people grabbing them, right? I mean, I would assume so. Except the thing is, the deal went away because a lot of stores weren't selling these things. For one, generally, the people that knew that were there were comic fans that already had these books who were saying, well, I'm glad Walmart has them because there'll be a new audience for comics. Didn't translate from what I've seen. In fact, I do know of at least a couple of stores. Again, this is just in my area, so it may be different than yours. But I do know of a couple of stores that still have some of these 3 for $5 books, still selling them for $5. From my understanding, these are discontinued, so they don't carry them anymore. But they're still in the stores, and in some stores, I've seen quite a few of them. And I don't think they're being replaced because this program, from my understanding, was discontinued. So I don't think it did very well. Same goes with, I think it was last year, Walmart was doing tests on graphic novels in a lot of stores. And again, if your store still has this, let me know because I'm curious. But Walmart was trialing selling trades in their stores. And I believe that would have been back in the newsstand section because they do also have like actual books to read back in that newsstand section. And they were testing, I think it was like 50 stores or 100 stores selling trades. They had started doing manga, and then they were doing some DC stuff, some Marvel stuff, and then some books that were tailored more towards a younger demographic. And I can't remember any of the titles involved, but stuff that I really hadn't heard of before, probably because I'm not the audience for it. Now, from my understanding, that program has also been discontinued because I've never seen a single trade. The only trade that I've seen, in fact, at a Walmart store before was Earth's Mightiest Heroes, The Avengers, which I think may be an adaptation of the animated series that was out for a little while, or maybe an adaptation of the movie. I can't remember what it was. So what I did is, before I started recording this, I actually went to the Walmart site and looked up graphic novels, and I found a ton of them. The thing is, they're all free pickup, but you have to have them sent to the store. So it's like a 2-day turnaround time. The only book, in fact, that they still have is an Avengers graphic novel available today in store. So I find that interesting. That program seems to also not have been successful. And now we have this new program. Now, I will say this. This is also very different from previous stuff, right? Before, what we were seeing were these reprints, bagged reprints of books that people already had, so maybe they didn't care to get them. I'm sure they sold a few kind of people shopping around the store. Maybe they bought a couple to appease their kids or whatever it was, but I would assume it didn't sell very well. Same goes with the trades, because, I mean, every time I've been by a Walmart store, I don't generally see a lot of people in the newsstand section. In most of the stores that I've seen, it's placed near the photo booth, which, of course, is also kind of dying down because who develops pictures anymore? But I don't know. Maybe the fact that it's near electronics, so people wander by, maybe pick some stuff up. I don't see a lot of traffic in that area either. I do see a decent bit of traffic in the collectible section, mostly people buying pop figures or Pokemon stuff. But I don't know how well that was doing there either. So it seems to me like the trade trial also was not successful. But again, that could be just in my area, because we do have actually three comic shops in the area. I would say if you're willing to travel within like 30 to 40 minutes, there's probably at least half a dozen comic book stores in my area. And I'd say that's pretty good for a small town. I think the city where I live in is probably 70,000, 80,000 people. It might have grown since last I've checked, but it's somewhere around that. So that's pretty good volume. Pretty good volume. And I mean, I see the amount of people that go to conventions locally, both here in the city where I live, SC Comic Con, or in nearby conventions, like for example, Heroes that I just went to last week. They draw a lot of people. In fact, the convention in my town in the 4 or 5 years that it's been going has grown exponentially. I think it's pretty much doubled every year since it started, and that's amazing. But I don't know if all those people are actually buying comics. Although I'm sure they probably do go to Walmart and maybe they pick some of the stuff up there. I do think this could be interesting, and that just depends on what your price per page is, I guess you could say, when you try to assess what comics you buy. Because for me, I kind of don't want to spend $4.99 for a 12-page story that's brand new. Although I really can't read these anywhere else, right? So I'm still trying to tackle whether I want to get these. My original impression was I'm going to put my little Walmart boycott aside and I'm going to pick these up because I want to read these stories. In fact, like I said before, I want to read the Tom King Superman and I want to read the Bendis Batman. And of course, the way that the synopses go for these solicitations, the Palmiotti stories have me really interested in these. So out of the four books that they're coming out with, I kind of want to pick them all up. But I don't know if I want to spend the $4.99 for just that story. So let me know if you do, because I know that a lot of people listening still buy a lot of physical comics. And even if you're doing digital only, does this give you an incentive to go and purchase these physical copies from a Walmart store? We're seeing a lot of changes right now in the industry, right? I talked about the spinner rack program that Diamond's trying out, which I think is a terrible idea. And thanks to everybody for all the feedback that I've gotten about that. I'll talk about that next week at some point. But it seems like most people think it's a bad idea. How about this? Do you think this is a good idea? Will you be picking these up? These are DC only right now, but what if Marvel decides to do them, or Image, or somebody else? Is there a place in the comic book market for Walmart to come in? And I think that the deal might work out okay if it's DC or Marvel, but for somebody else, I don't see it working because of the strict rules that Walmart imposes on their contracts. Anyways, let me know what you think. You can find me on Twitter at GeekVine. You can email nerdylegion@gmail.com. I'll be back tomorrow for real this time with Top 5, and I'm going to be doing a Top 5 that's near and dear to my heart. I'm going to be talking about some of my favorite dead universes. Yes, it's true. Some of you may remember some of these when I talk about them. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you then.